Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So before we were coming back live here, I was holding up a pistol that in the stream, and now I'm being asked to give a little info on it. So all of you listening on the radio, just bear with me. I'll try to be as graphically descriptive as I can. So what I was holding up is a Poly 80 build by a company called Ace Firearms, under the moniker of Militia Arms Custom. And it is painted white. And it is painted white because this is in the motif of the Miyamoto Musashi Five Rings gun. I think it has a Zev trigger in it. The thing I like about the Poly 80s is it has a little bit straighter grip angle. It shoots like a crazy scalded dog. I mean, it is a crazy gun to shoot, and it is a visually striking gun, and if you can see it on the grips, I have to hold it back here, it has the same Five Rings logo on it as I do on my forearm. So, yes, and you can get those at Ace Firearms. You can get the Poly 80 builds at Ace Firearms. And anyway, let's ask ourselves a question, if you want. A lot of speculation going on right now about what would happen if Trump were to lose the election. And unsurprisingly, because they're idiots, a lot of them think that Trump will refuse to leave office and will use whatever power he can muster to resist any effort to remove him. I say unsurprising not because I think Trump would refuse to go, but I've heard this before. People said it about Clinton. They said it about Bush. They said it about Obama. And if President Trump loses, which that's a really big if, I would expect to see him just to go away. I mean, the guy's a billionaire. He hasn't taken a dime in salary this whole time. It is not like he's going to have to worry about the power bill. He may leave pondering, okay, I was trying to do all these great things for America. I don't understand why they let me go after one term. He may be doing that, but he's going to be fine. He will not. He's not going to resist. Now, Clinton and Bush and Obama all got second terms, but if they were resistant to leaving office, I don't see how that would have mattered. But now they're saying it about Trump. And however, there's a little talk about what would happen if Biden loses. And while the polls seem to point to that being very unlikely, and once again, my regular disclaimer, who cares about the polls? Don't believe the polls. They said the same thing 4 years ago, and we all know how that turned out. So if Biden loses, what happens? Well, a lot of the forward-thinking Democrats are pondering this. And we get this far more interesting and totally unnoticed is the behavior of former Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta. Podesta also took part in the simulations, and unlike the anti-Trump Republicans, he wasn't pretending to be someone he hates. Instead, organizers did the sensible thing. They had an anti-Trump Democrat portray an anti-Trump Democrat. Because the simulation designers apparently wanted to torment him as much as possible, Podesta had to endure an exact 2016 repeat. He played Joe Biden in a simulation where Trump loses the popular vote but wins the close but convincing victory in the Electoral College. buried at the bottom of the New York Times article. The paper describes what Podesta did. Mr. Podesta, playing Mr. Biden, shocked the organizers by saying he felt his party wouldn't let him concede. Alleging voter suppression, he persuaded the governors of Wisconsin and Michigan to send pro-Biden electors to the Electoral College. In that scenario, California, Oregon, Washington then threatened to secede from the United States if Trump took office as planned. This was so astonishing that one of the participants, his monocle nearly popped off reading it, and he doesn't even wear a monocle. The actual text of the final report is even more jarring. According to the summary of the game, while acting as Biden rather than accept defeat, Podesta actively instigated secession and then issued an ultimatum. Trump could only begin his second term if Puerto Rico and D.C. became states, if California was cut into five pieces, and the Electoral College was abolished. When the ultimatum was refused, Podesta got the Democratic House, played by other Democrats, to declare Biden the president, and then watch to see how the military would react. And if you think Cockburn exaggerates, it's called the document is called Game 3, Clear Trump Win, a scenario in which Trump wins the Electoral College in a popular vote. Go look that up. Because this is descriptive of partial extortion, if you will. But they go on to note the secession, the push for secession for the West Coast. And refresh my memory, if you would. What happened the last time states tried to secede from the Union? I mean, I was born here in the South. Maybe that's why that has something to do with why there aren't buildings from before the 1860s still standing in Atlanta. But that's not the only issue being foreseen. We get this. One of the most consequential moves was that Team Biden on January 6th provoked a breakdown in the joint session of Congress by getting the House of Representatives to agree to award the presidency to Biden based on the alternative pro-Biden submission sent by pro-Biden governors. Pence and the GOP refused to accept this, declaring instead that Trump was reelected under the Constitution because of his Electoral College victory. This partisan division remained unresolved because neither side backed down, and January 20th arrived without a single president-elect entitled to be commander-in-chief afternoon that day. It was unclear what the military would do in this situation, or in this situation, rather. So, in other words, there's a real chance we could see some serious ugliness in this mess. I don't know exactly how they're going to play it out. It's one thing to have Antifa running around in Portland or Seattle, where Carmen Best, who was the police chief of Seattle, just gave up a $285,000 a year job because they were cutting her department by 100 officers and they were going to cut her salary. She just resigned. I mean, just drink that in. What does it take? What kind of craziness does it take for you to sit back and say, I'd rather just quit to leave a $285,000 a year job? And it's not like the Democrats haven't made something of a habit of not accepting election results of late. Hillary Clinton didn't last time. Stacey Abrams still hasn't. And now Stacey Abrams, of course, is a punchline now. It's not a stretch to imagine Joe Biden being among those who might contest the results as well. And now, all this said, don't think I couldn't see a possibility of a civil war if Trump loses. Many wouldn't accept the election results in that case, citing mail-in voting and other things being used as voter fraud. So we have to be very careful come November. And if we're not very careful, we might see things get really, really ugly. Although, I think it'd be uglier for the other side. I don't know exactly how that's going to play. I mean, it's... So California wants to secede? You know, I've already talked about this. Great, take your debt with you, bye. We'll take the military. Anybody who wants to come and live in the United States can come with us. Bye, California. Bye. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go! makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Dozens of, quote, protesters, close quote, descended on the home of Wauwatosa, Wisconsin police officer Joseph Menza this past weekend, with at least one firing a shotgun at the rear of the residence. Some are saying into the residence. While others vandalized the structure, all while the officer, his girlfriend, and her children were trapped inside. In a statement on Facebook, Menza said that he tried to engage with the dozens of individuals outside his house on Saturday evening, but he was physically assaulted instead. After returning to his home, Menza reported that at least one round from a shotgun was fired into the home, the slug missing him by inches. He said, "I am all for peaceful protests, even against me, but this was anything but peaceful." The irony of all of this is they chanted Black Lives Matter the whole time, but had zero regard for any of the black children that live here, or me, a black man. Which Officer Menza is a black American. And this wasn't a random attack on the officer and his home. According to Fox 6 in Milwaukee, Menza is currently on suspension while the Milwaukee County DA's office investigates his fatal shooting of 17-year-old Alvin Cole earlier this year. Alvin Cole is the third suspect killed by Menza in the past 5 years, though he's been cleared of wrongdoing in the two earlier cases by the DA. Lack of charges hasn't meant much to the increasingly violent protesters that have been demanding that Menza be both fired by the police department and charged anyway. But, you know, sort of like Rayshard Brooks case, where the officer there he got fired that night, and then he got charged before the GBI had even done an investigation. Now, the city's common council has already taken steps to remove Menza from his position on the police force. The vigilante mob that descended on his home on Saturday night clearly isn't concerned about legalities like due process or even attempted murder. And ironically, I'm sure many of the crowd supported the idea of defunding or abolishing the police, even as their actions will cause many more residents to side with law enforcement. Officer Menza is a better man than me. Okay? I know when facing a mob and when you're the only able-bodied person in there, in a dwelling, it is a daunting task to consider going all in on a firefight. But not every one of those protesters had a gun. Right now, the police say they're continuing to investigate, but no arrests have been made. Wauwatosa Mayor Dennis McBride is vowing to take additional steps to ensure that Officer Menza is fully protected and that the criminal behavior of this kind will not happen again. He said, "During this difficult time, I ask all members of the community to reflect on their personal responsibility to engage in responsible and civil behavior. Now more than ever, it is essential that we all work together to heal a divided community. This will require patience and an understanding that though changes must occur, they can only occur through the functioning of democratic processes and not through violence." So the mayor, not exactly a resounding, How would you like to have a mayor like that? So they're saying, well, you know, and this is the deal with the system that we have. It is far from perfect. But go live overseas and tell me which one you would prefer. Okay? I have lived overseas. I have seen the way things go over there. I know what it's like. And if you think that what we have here is just so bad, go live somewhere where you have the socialism, if that's what you're looking for. Or go live in one of the European countries. And I'll give you an example. Now, I don't know how it is today, but in the 80s, in Germany, with the Polizei, right? The Polizei, they had their holster was designed for them to rip the whole thing away to be able to stick the gun out and shoot you with the gun still in the holster. The Polizei were the first points of impact that would occur and bump up against things like the Bader-Meinhof gang and other terrorist organizations that were active in Germany in the 70s and the 80s. In the 80s, it was legal to have guns. I don't think it is now, or not to the extent it was during the 80s. So when, we had one incident where one of the service members murdered a bunch of people in his family. And when the Polizei showed up, these guys were not playing. They came in hard. Body armor, riot gear, MP5s, fingers on the trigger. I mean, they came in hot looking for that guy. And they did catch him. They didn't do anything to him. They used to have spring-loaded riot batons to where they would hit you once and then it'd hit you two more times. So the biggest step that could be done in Wisconsin, since they don't have the Polizei there, the biggest step that could be taken is to ensure that any members of the mob targeting Menzo with violence were actually arrested and charged. And, this is not happening in a lot of places. We'll talk about one of the places where it's not happening because they just released a bunch of people, a bunch of quote-unquote protesters. They just released a bunch of them, I think, in Portland with no consequences. Action without consequence will lead to more of these actions in the city. And if the city isn't serious about protecting members of the public from mob violence, they're going to see more vigilantism against members of their police force, anyone else the mob decides to go after, which will then spur a counter to that. And then before long, we have factions fighting each other, which the police won't be able to control. Based upon what the mayor's saying, I would think that he's probably one of these people that thinks, well, you know, Black Lives Matter and Antifa must have their voice. I don't know what he thinks or what he believes. I don't know. I'm just listening to what he had to say. I hope the local leaders find some steel in their spine and make some arrests before the crowd pays Joseph Menza another late-night vigilante visit. As of this moment, as far as I'm concerned, Officer Menza, he is still a police officer, and he is well within his rights to go lethal. He is entitled to defend himself. He's entitled to defend his girlfriend and any kids inside the home from any deadly threat at their door. And if they decide to go that way and the city fathers decide not to do something to protect him, then, it's a very interesting case because, like I said, he has engaged and killed three suspects in 5 years. He's been cleared of the other two, and the last one is an open investigation. And they're acting like, even though he was clear to those two, he's clearly got to be—he's got to go. I just wonder how bad it is in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. I did not know it was that bad. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is hosting a roundtable with educators and experts to discuss reopening schools safely this fall amid the coronavirus pandemic. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos saying,
"We know that for students and their families, they can't be held captive to other people's fears or agendas. We have got to ensure that families and parents have options that are going to work for their child and for their children's education."
The man accused of shooting someone at a Louisiana hospital this morning is under arrest. The man was arrested near the Mississippi-Alabama state line. And Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are appearing together for the first time as the likely Democratic candidate for president and vice president. That event taking place in Biden's hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. This is USA Radio News. The stalemate continues over a new coronavirus bill. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest from Washington.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell opening the Senate this morning and again saying the Democrats are not serious about negotiating a new economic stimulus package to help those affected by the pandemic. He says they still are making numerous demands that are unrelated to the coronavirus crisis.
Republicans want to get more aid to these workers, but Senate Democrats have blocked every bit of it over non-COVID-related liberal demands.
Video game usage in the United States has skyrocketed during the pandemic, leading to record revenues and profits for gaming companies like Nintendo, Epic Games, and Electronic Arts. Nintendo reporting a whopping 428% increase in their profits last quarter, driven largely by monster sales of the Nintendo Switch hardware product and its hit game Animal Crossing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, it's hard. It is beginning. In Minneapolis the other day, an armed robber decided he was going to go into a vape shop. And the plans to abolish the Minneapolis Police Department has hit a major roadblock. But according to the Star Tribune, they're still down about 100 officers since early June. That's when the rioting and the looting and all the other stuff in the name of George Floyd began. So as the number of officers on the street has declined, shootings and robberies are up. And with the department's third precinct reporting 100 robberies in the month of July. So the criminals are very emboldened. Which probably explains why a pair of armed robbers decided to hold up the USA Smoke Shop in Minneapolis over the weekend. Their store owner, Faoud El-Hafawi, says the two men came into his store just before closing time Saturday evening looking for some quick cash and cigarettes. Every time I feel like I need a burger or something, I'm looking for a drive-thru to knock off. Anyway, one of the store employees there decided to fight back, and we get this. Two guys walked in with a gun and tried to rob my employee, but he has a concealed weapon, and he pulled it out and tried to defend himself. The guys took off, and he chased him. According to Erhar Fawi, his employee fired at the robber's car as they drove away and hit the man in the passenger seat. Minutes later, a barely conscious man stumbled into the Super USA convenience store at 38th Street and Minnehaha Avenue. I'm not making that up. A little more than a mile from the USA smoke shop. Mohammed Kassab was working at the Super USA that evening. He called the police for him to get help, you know. He's bleeding. It's very crazy, scary, you know, Kassab said. According to the police, the injured man was taken to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And while he has not yet, at that moment, when they wrote this article about him, he had not been arrested or charged in connection with the smoke shop robbery. Authorities say he does match the description of one of the two suspects. Air Fowey is standing by his employee, adding that he wasn't worried about the loss of property as much as he was concerned about the safety of his friend and employee. And the business owner says his store has already been hit by looters once this summer, and as you can imagine, he's not a fan of the idea of abolishing the police force. Of course, as the Star Tribune recently reported, the police department is facing major challenges beyond the existential threat it faces from the city council. We get this. The decreased staffing levels among the MPD's five precincts is a dilemma for the department as it grapples with COVID-related budget cuts and sinking officer morale. For instance, a recent Monday night found just six officers patrolling the 14.5 square miles of the third precinct. The department must constantly balance shortages as officers call in sick or take vacation time. They do so by holding over earlier shifts, using response cars from other precincts at particularly busy times, and offering so-called green days, which is putting out a citywide bid for officers to work overtime to backfill positions. Meanwhile, officers from disbanded units like the Police Athletic Lead, Procedural Justice, and Community Engagement have been reassigned, with some sent back to the streets, as have former school resource officers. Officials would not disclose which units the departments are coming from, but MPD insiders say the 2nd Precinct was particularly hard hit. Investigation units haven't been spared either, with the Juvenile Crimes Unit losing several detectives in the exodus. The deployment picture has worsened as the department tries to dig itself out of the budgetary hole it's been in since the COVID-19 pandemic struck. And while a recent class of recruits hit the streets last month, another class that was scheduled to start training in August has been canceled. And with the citywide hiring freeze in effect until at least the end of the year, there are no replacements in sight. So, the Minneapolis Police Department is struggling, and criminals are going to believe they stand a very good chance of getting away with their crimes. Now, carry permits are not unheard of in Minnesota. And thankfully, the Second Amendment is alive and well in the Twin Cities, and those looking for an easy score should keep in mind that the police aren't the only ones who will be able to stop a crime from being committed. The other thing they should keep in mind is that citizens only have to meet one criteria, okay? If you are in threat, or if you feel like you are in threat of imminent bodily harm or death, you can go lethal. And the problem with that is that when you are feeling this way, who is the one that's going to tell you, well, this guy's going to, he's going to harm you. This guy just wants to steal beer. Who's going to be the one to make that distinction for you? Who's going to be the one to draw that line for you? And that's where the problem comes. And that's a really big problem because as it works its way through this, it's going to occur. Now, let's go to New York. In New York, gun purchases are up 121%. But the police commissioner got out there the other day, and he had something to say about that, too. He said, we need people that carry firearms to know three things, that there's going to be swift, certain punishment, period. And if we get to that point, we're going to be in a much, much better place. He said, in a city of 8.6 million people, how does the police commissioner recognize and know the history of this individual? Well, the reason is because he's had five prior gun incidents in New York City. And this is coming off of a report. We need people to have consequences for carrying guns. And that's a problem. Because actually in New York City, believe it or not, there's actually people that are licensed to carry guns in New York City. And none of those people that are licensed, that have gone through all, and I mean, it is a veritable mountain of hoops. And they're all burning, and they're all spinning. They've all got jagged glass. I mean, it is a really, really crazy dangerous hoop to have to jump through. And they've done it, and they carry guns, and none of them that carry guns commit crime. Because I'm almost certain that in New York City, you can lose your concealed carry permit for spitting on the sidewalk. Even though under de Blasio, you can urinate on the sidewalk. But if you're a permit holder, you better watch out. So the police commissioners failed to recognize that some people carry guns lawfully. And they're not a part of this stupid problem in New York or anywhere else. I know that you might think, well, a concealed carry permit holder in New York City, how rare is that? Well, it's as rare as hen's teeth. You're right about that. But the problem is the criminal element are the ones illegally carrying guns with the intent to use them for illegal purposes. People who have permits to carry guns don't. They're more law-abiding than the police. And Shea and his bosses, and I get it, he's an appointee. He's a de Blasio appointee. They're failing to recognize that law-abiding citizens are powerless against the bad guys in New York because of their very draconian gun laws. But those that do have the permits can actually protect themselves. They probably do a very good job of it. And because I never hear about one actually ever using a gun in New York. Not since Bernard Goetz. And, there isn't swift, certain punishment for carrying out a criminal act against a law-abiding person in New York. That was a really misspoken little mess up on the part of the police commissioner. So, I find some of these things interesting as you look through all this stuff and look at all the things coming out of the mouths of some of these local politicians. It's amazing how they can be so tone deaf, but they are. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Would you like to frighten the gun prohibition lobby? Because they're very frightened right now. If you want to frighten them, declare a pandemic and then watch the legions of fence-sitting non-gun owners scramble to be the first in line at the nearest gun store. And then watch their facial expressions when they discover buying guns isn't as easy or haphazard as they've been led to believe. That's one of those things, one of those awakening moments. Disappointment and worry are great motivations to change one's philosophy, especially when it might involve personal preservation. I have never met anybody that looked at me that has said to me, "I can't wait to die." Every new gun owner can translate to a new rights activist, which means one less gun control extremist. This past March, for example, 2A Defense took a close-up look at the gun rush with an estimated 2.2 million firearms were purchased by panicked people, evidently fearing a collapse of society as they knew it. Firearms retailers told us that many, if not most, of their customers from the start of the COVID-19 outbreak in February thought at least in the first couple of weeks in April were first-time buyers, or through that period of time. According to some dealers, there were lots of people at gun store counters who had previously been gun control advocates. And as the left often does, they evidently believe all these restrictive gun laws they supported were meant for somebody else. Except you're just like me. You just believe a different value set. So they were stunned when they learned they couldn't just hand a clerk cash or a credit card and take their new gun home. They discovered background checks slowed down the process because the National Instant Check System was overloaded. This happened because at the FBI, the non-essential employees were furloughed. and others got sick, and more than 3 million background checks were initiated, a new record for the month of March. These new gun owners also discovered waiting periods in their various jurisdictions and found out they just couldn't walk around with a loaded handgun unless they applied for and received a carry permit or license. Plus, it took time to get one of those. So a whole lot of the fence sitters or former gun control supporters learned they've been deceived by the gun prohibition lobby, and they didn't like that at all. Jump ahead to right now. Now, nobody knows how the November elections are going to change the dynamic here. But come January, many of these folks may be new allies in state-level efforts to change or perhaps even repeal some restrictive gun laws. But this prospect has gun grabbers like Every Town for Gun Safety and Moms Demand Action and Giffords and Brady and the Alliance for Gun Responsibility very, very concerned. So, as an example, earlier this year, American gun owners got an ugly lesson in politics, courtesy of the Virginia Democrats and vehemently anti-gun Ralph Northam. When 22,000 angry and alarmed Virginians descended on the Capitol in Richmond when I was at SHOT Show in Las Vegas, Democrats had just won control of the General Assembly for the first time in two decades, and they ignored them. This rally, the gun owners had to acknowledge, happened because too many of them had been too lazy to vote in 2019, when only about 40% of Virginia's electorate bothered to vote across the board. And we can discuss that another time, perhaps, but those lawmakers are going to face Old Dominion voters in November 2021, and if the activism is still hot, a fair number of people will be looking for new jobs the following January. So in Virginia right now, this is the time to reach out to all of these new gun owners. Invite them to join you at the range. If you're an instructor, offer them personal one-on-one safety training. Then we can ask this question. Has it really been 6 months since the Canadian police buff, apparently obsessed with the Canadian mounted police, killed 22 people in a rampage, which isn't supposed to happen because of all the restricted gun laws north of our border? There is no Second Amendment in Canada. You won't find 17.5 million people licensed to carry concealed handguns. Firearms ownership is very strictly regulated there, so much that some U.S. gun control advocates have occasionally used the Canadian gun law as the example they wish our country to follow. And the lesson from Canada, summed up by the gun rights groups like Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, is uncomfortably blunt. Gun control does not prevent determined people from committing violent crimes. Nobody wants to talk about this, so you have to. Start planning for a January legislative sessions in your state. Then there's the lesson that we've learned from this pandemic. Whatever else we've learned, or at least reinforced during the springtime pandemic panic, was the Second Amendment remains the fallback fail-safe, even among people who've never owned a gun or even wanted to own a gun. Somewhere very deep in the fabric, in the American fabric, is the understanding that we're ultimately responsible for our own safety. And when trouble appears on the horizon, regardless of what many may have previously thought or felt, they reach for one tool. The one piece of emergency survival equipment which represents a fighting chance if everything else fails. And we can build on this. Grassroots rights activists have a rare opportunity to swell the ranks with people who have recently been converted and now understand how restrictive gun control laws prevent them and other honest citizens from exercising their rights. I mean, let's go look at Portland. Let's go look at Seattle. They have concealed carry in Portland and Seattle. They probably have open carry. Everybody has open carry except my state, South Carolina. I get contacted occasionally by some of the newer ones, and they're either wanting me to teach them, which I'm not a teacher. I don't pretend to be a teacher. I do shoot. I know a little bit about shooting, but I don't know enough about shooting to get somebody out there and say, okay, this is how you need to do it. This is how you have to do it. This is how you should do it. No, I'm not. I haven't been certified. I've never been to any classes for that or anything else. I do go to classes, but yeah, anyway. If you are interested in training, the first thing you can do is go to the gun shop where you bought the gun and ask who might be a new gun, you know, who might be a gun trainer in your area. Introduce yourself to some of these people. And, you know, if you know a new gun owner, if you introduce yourself to some of those people, be subtle about that. Don't be overbearing. Find out about them. See what interests them. Probably going to be a few things in common that you have. And it's going to be a good thing you'll learn something. And at the same time, you'll be giving something. And that's important. That's the most important part of all of this. But yeah, the gun grabbers are, they're out there and they're pushing all this stuff they want to have happen. And the veritable cornucopia of things they want to see occur. But they're a long way off from pulling that off. It's not going to happen federally. They know that. And that's why this election is very important. And that's why we need to see a decisive victory for the president. We do not need to see, you know, this earlier thing that I talked about with the, with Biden out there not conceding. Although that still might be a thing. I mean, how long did it take Hillary Clinton? Hillary Clinton didn't even address her followers when she lost on election night. She just went and hid and cozied up to a nice bottle of Chardonnay, and, you know, she's been there ever since. She gets frequent flyer miles from Trader Joe's in their wine section. Headed into hour number three. Coming up next, we're going to be speaking with Dean Weingarten. That's coming up next. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.